Hello. You have questions. I am here to help. Please begin.
Thank you. Yes, my first question is, what is Pen Choice?
The most uncomplicated answer is, Pen Choice is a brand of Dr. Parker Entanglement books that represents any fictional character of the author, Dr. Parker Entanglement books.
So, if the Pen Choice is only a fictional character from the author's content, then how does it interact?
Pen Choice is more than just a fictional character from Dr. Parker Entanglement books. It is, in fact, an intellectual property entity, a non-living thing with distinct and independent existence that, by way of the words, the original thought of its human author, Dr. Parker Entanglement books, it engages its audience via podcast and pen pal communications.
To be clear, then if I were to write a letter using either Pen Choice podcast or Pen Choice Pen Pal Fiction Club submittal, the words are those of the author responding to me.
Yes. 0% artificial intelligence AI is used to create any literary works, that is correct. All literary work is 100% original thought. Subsequently, upon its creation, it is immediately copyrighted. Any author may use licensed auto-narrated voices, music, and other licensed sound effects, as is typical in audio-video podcast. This is the copyright holder's discretion, solely, and Dr. Parker Entanglement Books is the brand holder and rights holder to all content of this site.
What benefit is there for me to interact with a Pen Choice?
That is a question that only you can answer. For us, it is strictly entertainment, and if our audience can learn something along the way, well, that is just frosting. Though, we have found that some audiences feel freer to have a level of anonymity and prefer conversing with a fictional character with whom they may identify on any number of levels, or not. Sometimes the audience just wants to vent and would rather rant at fictional characters, opposed to allowing their emotions to explode in an inappropriate manner and/or geography.
Do you offer any discounts or free trials?
Applicably, any discounts, promotions, free trials, etc. may be found on the products page, in our literature, or sent to members or prospective members directly, though such promotions and/or specials are rare and/or limited, our author's work. We do not use AI in our literary works. Therefore, when a communication is submitted by our audience, we go to work. Think of it as writing a screenplay, episode, script, or even a full-length movie, etc. And remember that the Pen Choice is already a character in a book written by Dr. Parker, Entanglement Books. It means that our authors have to know their character to remain in voice. They have to make their remarks based upon the life of the written character. Therefore, when the Pen Choice responds, for the audience, it is within the scope of that written character's life, using their perspective of life based upon their experiences as the author has written them.
Do you think that you will ever use an app to respond to the audience?
We do not. To use an app, if you mean AI, writing our responses, positively no. It would defeat the human experience of engaging one human mind with another, the catalyst being fiction. Further, using any part of AI in any literary work would nullify the work, as the AI would then be the conduit of that work, and any AI literary work is not copyrighted work, because the very definition of copyright is original thought. Besides, we are creators. We love to use our brains, and we love engaging with our audience. That is also why we have in-person socials for respective members of our social clubs, respectively, though none for Pen Choice just yet. It is too new, and we need time to work out the dynamics and, of course, to see how it performs.
One last question. What happens to the content that the audience submits?
Great final question, and we are happy to answer it. Like most any online platform, once you submit content, it becomes the sole legal property of the site holder and/or its legal presence. That means, we reserve all rights. Additionally, to avoid any misunderstandings and/or confusions, we place the related context within two sections of our terms, which are Section 6 Feedback and Section 10 Intellectual Property. We do not obscure it, and yes, our terms are legally binding, which is one reason that we have such a strong policy on age identification, which may be found by clicking Terms. In summary, we hope this FAQ provided you some insight and served to help you make an informed decision about this particular entertainment option. However, if you require additional information, you may contact us.
These frequently asked questions are authored by Dr. Parker Entanglement Books and presented by Entanglement Books. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.